Mashpee Wampanoag Chairman Cedric Cromwell says the current agreement with the state is good for the tribe and for Massachusetts citizens.
The Tribal State Compact protects and honors the tribal rights while also protecting the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So instead of competing with the Commonwealth, let's collaborate. Let's make something very important here in southeastern Massachusetts.
Both sides thought they had that important deal, but the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs rejected it. So the tribe and the state agree to lower the state's take from the casino from 21% down to 17%. At a legislative hearing, lawmakers demanded assurances the revised compact would pass federal approval. Governor Patrick's deputy legal counsel, Nick Martinelli, urged lawmakers to ratify the compact and act quickly.
The Commonwealth's interests and the tribe's interests at this moment are aligned, and that's not necessarily going to always be the case. The circumstances could change over time. As Brendan mentioned, the tribe could have its land taken into trust. The Gaming Commission could move forward with a commercial casino. All of those things change the leverage on both sides.
This week, the tribe ramped up its public campaign by showing off new casino designs to the Taunton City Council. Architectural drawings are one thing, but more important could be the anticipated 2,500 permanent jobs and $80 million in annual payroll the casino would generate. The tribe thought it had an exclusive path to southeastern Massachusetts' only casino, but the State Gaming Commission has voted to allow commercial developers to bid too. That's because the tribe faces legal hurdles securing the land in Taunton. Wampanoag Chairman Cromwell says the tribe is making great progress, and even without the state's approval of the compact, it intends to move forward with a casino in Taunton. If the state doesn't approve the compact, the tribe says it will keep all revenue it makes. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.